Testing, 1, 2. All right, 1, 2,
really
3.
It's going to be difficult.
I know.
It's so chaotic.
I'll try to hurry up. All right, once again, welcome to Shadow Wolves Radio. It's yours truly, Mr. Nas. And I'm with the lovely, the one and only recording artist, all through Jersey and throughout, you know, the one and only lovely, Mr. Vicky Martin. What's going on?
Hi, nothing much.
All right.
Much. How are you?
Trying to stay blessed.
Good.
Oh, well, listen, I'm here with Vicky. Right now, we're here at Lincoln Park Music Festival. Very crowded.
Yes.
First of all, how are you doing?
I'm good. This is a bit overwhelming. I'm a little tired, but this is good.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, we talk behind the scenes about a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Who is Vicky Martin, the person?
Hi, baby. Hi. Vicky Martin, the person. She's a mother. She's a grandmother. She's an author. She's an activist, a community activist.
Okay.
She's an inspirational speaker, a motivational speaker. She's, I look after the kids. I love kids. I had daycare for 12 years.
Okay.
Pregnant teens. I look after pregnant teens. I'm just an advocate for teens, battered, abused women. So Vicky Martin is a little bit of everything. Everybody just knows Vicky as a singer, but I'm a little bit of everything.
Now, I mean, I'm asking you about the person because a lot of times you don't understand as an artist how you're so busy doing the music, but they don't understand what you do behind the music. And I think that's essential, personally, as an artist. Now, let me ask you, does any of the stuff that you go through in life and family, does it go into your music?
Well, my songs are my life. Whatever I write about life experiences.
Right.
Just my day-to-day life. I mean, like I said, as a mother, whatever my kids are going through, for example, my 11-year-old is an actor.
Okay.
He's actually did his first
very
role.
Good.
Very good. So I'm very excited about that with some of the
we
big
Are we going to give his son a shout-out real quick?
Yes.
Yeah, look at the camera. Tell him.
Shout-out, Asian Martin. It's his mommy, baby.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. We got to acknowledge son.
Okay,
I'm a dad,
baby.
So. But as you're saying.
So just my kids are. Like, for example, my daughter's a singer, and she also goes to Mount Clear State College. So I'm trying to pull her out of college every now and then and do some recording for her. My grandson, who is actually playing the keys on my new song, which is about to be released.
Oh, wow.
Called So In Love. He's playing the keys on that. He's also an inspiring producer. Wonderful track. Very, very talented. Like I said, my kids are kind of what makes Vicky Martin. I'm more, if I had to put a percentage on it, I'm more, I want to say, 80% domesticated.
Okay.
And the rest is the artist part.
Okay.
So it's only, I'm not, you know, I do my music, but my music doesn't do me. In other words, I'm more into my family than anything else.
See, I mean, and then we talk behind the scenes, and the thing I love about you, a lot of fans love about
Thank you.
You. You're very personal.
Yes.
But we also know you don't play.
Nope.
You're very picky to who you do work with.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you so picky?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a believer in how someone comes off. If your demeanor is not comfortable for me, and I've heard some negative things about you, and I've had a chance to interact with you, I'm real funny about who I work with. So I will say no, or I will say this is not what I'm looking for, this is not what I'm interested, or this is bad timing. You know, just to kind of because I don't. I just feel like whatever I get involved in, I want to put my heart in it. And it's not about money. It's about what I'm feeling. And I'm very, very personal about my music, where I perform, who I write with, who I work with. So if I'm not feeling a connection, then I'll pass on it and just continue being friends.
Now, you're talking about something that the music game is for God. Ethics.
Yes.
Morality.
Yes.
Spirituality.
Yes.
And do you think it's needed in this music era or this music genre that we deal with?
That's a really weird question. I got to be really careful answering that. There's a lot of things that are missing right now in this whole music thing. First of all, the artists are... There are too many artists who want to be artists who are not learning about the history
Pay
of
attention.
This. Who are not learning about
Here's
the history
the
of where it comes from. You have to, in order to actually get involved in something, you have to learn about it first.
I agree.
Because you can hold a note or they clap for you in church and say, wow, that child can sing, doesn't mean you need to be involved in the music. You need to learn it first. Once you learn it and you study it and you kind of can get involved in it, then maybe you can, you know, pay your dues and do it that way. Just getting involved in it because someone said you can sing is, and there's a lot of people that are doing that. And I hate to do this, but there's a lot of DJs that are doing it too.
Oh, that's a whole nother show.
No, it's not. because let me point that out.
That, well,
everybody is a DJ. Everybody's a DJ. I'm like, really? You're a DJ. So because you're a DJ, you're going to send me messages. Send me your song. Send me your song. Okay, well, what am I get out of this? You just got to blow my song up on the internet or wherever you're going to play it, but I'm not getting anything. No, you can go download it for 99 cents. It's cheaper now than it was back in the days.
Amen.
So
Amen.
You can go download it. And everybody, if I give my song away to everybody or any of my songs away to anybody that keeps asking me, how's the artist going to make any money? You understand what I'm saying?
That's something important. You said that.
Yes.
Now, how do we talk to those artists? Because right now, social media and internet, you can download so much. How can an artist make money? Is it more performances? Or how can an artist...
I'm a writer, too, so I write. I do a lot of writing. I'm getting ready to work with Adiva. I wrote a song for Shivani. I'm a writer, so I do a lot of writing. Writing is a good talent to have as a singer, too, because you won't have to go out and look for anybody to do your stuff for you. You can do it yourself.
Right.
I can pretty much do it myself.
Okay.
So with that being said, because I can do it myself, you know, I can make my own money that way, too.
Okay.
So I'm more like old school. I'm more like old school, where... The performances, I don't want to come see you stand on the stage and just, you know.
Exactly.
I want to put some effort into it because people are coming out to see you.
Exactly.
So because of that, I'm very slow. I'm very slow at saying yes to gigs and things like that. Again,
right.
I'm just really leery about certain things.
No, I mean, no, I think you have, but your approach is unique. I think a lot of times our younger artists can pay attention to that and learn it because you're doing the business. At the same time, you're being selective. Because sometimes fast money ain't good money.
Fast money isn't good money.
No, absolutely.
At all.
Now, what projects you got going on now?
Ooh. what do I have going on? Okay. I'm actually working on my particular album, but I'm trying to put out at least two house music. I'm also doing R&B. Working with Thomas Cologne. I got so many other things. I'm doing... like I said, a project with Adiva, a project with the Housewives, which is Shivani. Shout out Shivani and Chanel. The Housewives, I'm doing a project with them. I'm writing my book. I have a book that's due to come out. Actually, we've kind of edited so much. The story of Vicky Martin is so big that we decided to kind of edit it smaller to put it out in, like, pieces and portions.
Right, right.
So the first part of it, it's called A Promise I Should Have Never Made. It's a true story of Vicky Martin.
Right.
And we're going to put that out, you know, probably in the next couple of months, excuse me, because we're still working on editing and things like that. So I have that going on. As I already said, my son, I'm a stage mommy. Doing that. I'm managing my daughter. I'm pushing my grandson to do his music. I got so many irons in the fire. Actually, the crazy thing about it is Vicky Martin is working on some stand-up comedy, too, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, y'all heard that. Vicky Martin's gonna do stand-up comedy along with a beautiful voice. She's gonna make you laugh your ass off, and at the same time.
And it's dirty. I'll be honest with you. I may seem innocent, but I'm a really dirty person.
Oh, you know what? That's
my mouth. That is. Let me correct
behind
that.
Behind the scenes, I wanna hear that jokes. But listen. First of all, me personally being a DJ in this game for 35 years, I appreciate you as an artist.
Thank you.
I love your sound. I've been loving your sound for a long time.
Thank you.
But a lot of young artists out there, if you want to hear real singing, no auto tunes, check out Vicky Martin. Once again, Vicky, I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
We love you.
Thank you.
Shout out to Radio, yours is Mr. Nas, and lovely Vicky Martin. Thank you.
So
check
You're
her
welcome.
Out. Now, just real quick, how can people contact you or hear your music?
Okay, everything associated with Vicky Martin is my name, Victoria Sings For You. That's my email, that's my Facebook, I got three Facebook pages, that's my Twitter, that's my Instagram, everything is Victoria Sings For You, but it's the number 4 in the letter U.
Okay.
So it's Victoria, which is my name,
right.
Sings, like sing songs, the number 4 in the letter U. So you can always find me just kind of Googling that. So.
Use Google, though. Half you guys are on Instagram and Twitter, please use it. But once again, Vicky, we love you and thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Shout out to Radio. When you talk about it, it makes me nervous, huh?
You haven't made me nervous. Never.
She did a very good job. Because she said she don't do interviews, so I thought she'd be nervous.
You know I don't do interviews.
I mean, you know, but a lot of the younger girls need to listen to her, you know, because that was some lessons to bring her. So I'm going to type it up a nice little article and go at these little young girls. I think they can sing. like the Rihannas and. I get aggravated. I'm like, nah. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Let me stop. I don't even go at half. Listen, I could be up there too. I'm good. I'm on a business level. What happened was, Vivos have been next to BLS. BLS is right here. We both had a... We both had an interview with Barack. Well, the Rock. Rock is in here. We had an interview with James. I interviewed with a couple other people already. So, are you going dead too?
It is dead.
Oh, you got a little charger for the poles. Who need it?
I'm a Lorenzo.
Here.
You want to use your coin? You want to use your coin?
Here, get to it.
I'm about to power with you guys. You good?
50? I'll be all right. I'll make it through.
50?
Yeah, I'll make it through. What I'm going to do now, I got to do some marketing. All right,
baby.
So, thank you again, my beautiful. You got that beautiful chocolate skin. Oh, my God. So, we got a good interview.
Yeah, definitely. Ricky Martin. So, that was good. How was that?
That was good.
Okay.
Yeah, I was asking the hours because I know, like, the music in the back. I wasn't really able to pick it up from the camera.
I'm sorry, how you doing, Fishton?
I gotta help my brother.
I wonder where he's at.
Here you go. Get him for the interview.